So now let's go back a little bit to the subject of the dedicated parking.
Yeah.
Even though the infrastructure is there, so basically the city has done what they had to do. They painted the, the lines. They made the regulations.
Yeah.
But still, the operators are a little bit behind with their users because their users not always respect it. So I assume even with the tender, the issue might still be there. Maybe not. Maybe it might be. But how do you look at this challenge in terms of possibly having to face it again even after the tender? And what do you think might be the solution, or how would you try to solve it?
The thing is, when we will experience the fact that the drop zones do not work, we'll have to take the scooters away. And then they have the framework exists.
With the fines and everything. Yeah. I saw in some communes, they take them.
Yeah,
they take them away.
Yeah, and then you have the fines. And then when we start doing that, then I think financially the operators will be forced to do something. And so, so they have the... I think the framework is quite clear. If you do not adapt... Like, I don't want to... like, the city is not... asking to take the scooters away, but if we see that it doesn't work, we get a lot of complaints, and now with social media it goes really fast. So if we see that it doesn't improve, we have no other option than to take them away, and then you have the fine per scooter, and then I think they'll understand quickly that they have to do something.
Exactly.
So I think the framework is there. Exactly like you say, we are going to have to see how it is used. I hope the operators, there will only be two, and I think there will be their candidature will be scrutinized. Looked into very
And you have you can look at the experience they have. They are already present for many years,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
They cannot really lie and promise you something. You can look at, this is how it was 2 years.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you have the results in front of you.
So I hope there will be a good collaboration with the regional government, the administration, Brussels Mobility, who will be able to, they will have to organize, coordonner.
We have
this coordinating function. I hope they'll, like the problems we see on a local level, that they quickly intervene.
What if, for example, hypothetically speaking, an operator says, okay, we are very happy with the city and the dedicated bike parking and bike racks that they provided, but we see that our users can still need more dedicated bike parking. And an operator said, is it possible that we invest and pay for the bike parking or bike racks to put there?
What we asked was for the... So I think if you let it to the operators, I don't know how long the tender will be every time.
I think 3 years.
Three years. So you risk having another operator every 3 years with his own rack, bike racks or drop zones.
But it has to make sense in the whole city design, of course.
I think
it has to be approved.
What we asked for to the regional government was, okay, give us the finances to create the drop zones.
Yeah.
And so we will create the drop zones. We will make sure that there are enough.
But
it needs to be financed because
it's an enterprise. It's an investment and it has to be.
And also the operators, they make money about it. So it's logical that they pay for the infrastructure that the government provides for them. So there is a system. Maybe the system needs to be a bit, fine tuned. And so we are getting subsidies from the regional government to implement the drop zones.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Sometimes
and I think... But there is like the operators, they have to pay the regional government.
For the license and
per scooter.
Per scooter.
There is a... I don't know
how
much it is, but the regional government can give subsidies to the communes who... create the drop zones.
Yeah, that's a good way of working.
I think it's okay. Yeah, I think it
gives them
than
some accountability and a financial way as well because they invest in it.
Exactly, and then the operators, they, if you let them, I mean,
it's gonna be like the Wild Wild West.
I'm a bit afraid of that. You started with bikes as well. You had some bar cafes, like buying a small bike rack, and sometimes it's not good, it's not safe.
Yeah, sometimes they put it where people need to walk.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's better. We're putting 600 to 800 bike racks every year. And the demand is increasing.
Yeah.
So it's better that the government, local government, takes that into account. We also hear for the drop zones, what's important for us is that the drop zones are separate from the bike parkings.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
So I noticed
on the bike parkings, because else the bikers say, okay, but they're taking all our parking space.
I think Paris is the same thing as well.
Yeah.
But it makes sense.
Yeah, so there we create specific drop zones, and we'll see. We'll have to see if it works. And
all right.